share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. To all of our Malaysian athletes, just remember that we're proud of you no matter what. A norm for our Malaysian athletes to do if they lose during the Olympics is to post an apology, but we believe that they have nothing to be sorry for. The fact that they've qualified for the biggest sporting event in the world is enough to make us beam with pride. National high jumper Li Hupwei couldn't hold back his tears today, the 30th of July, when he failed to pass the first height of 2.17 meters at the Tokyo Olympic Stadium. Speaking to Astro Arena, the 34-year-old athlete said how he felt extreme pressure when he was at his event and it got to a point couldn't even feel anything. I've done my best. To come here is not easy. I got here by going through a lot of obstacles. But when I was here I couldn't do my best, I apologize, said Li, who could be seen tearing up. He added that the coach had given him all the guidance, but when he was in there, his stress made him forget everything. That 2.17 height is not the problem, because the problem is myself doing it poorly, he said. The athlete couldn't hold back his tears throughout the interview and indicated that he wanted it to end. This is my last Olympics Games. I won't be going to the 2024 Paris Olympics. When the reporter questioned his decision, the athlete said he would like to give way to his juniors to prove themselves. To his fans in Malaysia, Li Hupwei extended his apologies for not doing his best. This is the first time I've seen him cry. Nadi Arena reporter Basli Azmi couldn't hold back his tears as well, saying that he is the representative of Malaysia, would like to thank Li Hupwei. I've known Hupwei for 15 years and this is the first time I've seen him cry. I hope what happened in this Olympics doesn't make him receive criticism. We need to always support Hupwei and our Malaysian athletes to chase the coveted gold medal. To the others, Li Hupwei's spirit and effort of obtaining most gold medals in the athletics squad during the 2017 SEA Games should be an example. We hope Hupwei would continue representing the country at least for the 2022 SEA Games. To Li Hupwei, we would like to say that no matter what happened out there, we are extremely proud of you. You will return a hero. Also read. Sorry to make everyone feel down, Zi Jia talks about his Tokyo 2020 Olympics experience. Source. Stadium Astro. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.